The recent indictment of former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver is simply the latest in a series of scandals involving the conflicts created by allowing sitting legislators to earn unlimited, unrestricted income from outside jobs. But the controversy surrounding the former speaker's moonlighting is not the first time the issue has been raised. The ability of sitting lawmakers to profit in any profession or business has been central to other recent scandals. Here are some of the most high-profile examples. Former Senate Majority Leader Bruno was tried and convicted in federal court for violating the Honest Services Law, but was subsequently acquitted in the second trial after the U.S. Supreme Court raised the standards for showing a violation of the law. Undisputed in that case was that Senator Bruno's private consulting business created potential conflicts between his public responsibilities and his personal business dealings. Another example is former Senate Majority Leader and current Senator Sampson has been indicted and faces trial in federal court on charges that, while a sitting New York State Senator, he allegedly embezzled some $400,000 in funds he was entrusted to oversee in his private law practice and kept secret his ownership interest in a liquor store. Former Assemblymember Seminario died in federal prison in January 2011 while serving a 6-year sentence for his conviction on influence peddling charges related to his operation of a private consulting business that he used his legislative position to generate income. Former Senator and briefly Senate Majority Leader Pedro Espada was convicted by a federal jury of embezzling hundreds of thousands of dollars from a healthcare clinic network he had created and ran in the Bronx. Despite having an annual salary of $235,000 and generous perks on top of his legislative pay. Former Senator Spano pleaded guilty to federal charges of hiding outside consulting fees he received from an insurance brokerage firm doing business with the state from 1993 to 2008. And lastly, in 2004, former Senator Vallela pled guilty to bribery charges for taking monies to secure bridge painting contracts as part of his outside legal work. Now, it's obvious that allowing lawmakers to have outside jobs creates a potential conflict of interest. And while New York is one of the 50 states that allow the practice, the Congress does not. In the aftermath of the Watergate crisis, Congress adopted fundamental and lasting reforms. Among other measures, the Congress established strict limits on outside income. In language that resonates in New York almost 40 years later, the U.S. House of Representatives explained why it originally sought to limit outside income. Quote, "Many citizens perceive outside earned income as providing members with an opportunity to cash in on the positions of influence. Even if there is no actual impropriety, such sources of income give the appearance of impropriety and in doing so further undermine public confidence and trust in government officials." Unquote. Sound familiar? In the past few years, New Yorkers have seen scandals engulf a governor, comptroller, state leaders, and now a longtime leader of the Assembly. Like that long ago Congress, New York State has begun a debate over the propriety of lawmakers generating income from activities outside their legislative salaries. The fundamental question that New Yorkers and their elected policymakers in Albany face is clear. Can lawmakers serve two masters? The most effective way is to raise ethical standards. Boosting New Yorkers' trust in their state government and ensuring that lawmakers serve one and only one master, the public. The state legislature should do what Congress did after Watergate. Dramatically restrict outside income for lawmakers, and enact strong disclosure and conflict of interest rules for income earned by lawmakers and senior staff. In a report released this week, it was found that the overwhelming majority of New York State lawmakers reported having earned no or very little outside income. Over 2/3 of current state lawmakers who filed financial disclosure forms in 2014 as members of either the Senate or the Assembly, reported either no outside income or income that did not exceed $20,000. So the vast majority of lawmakers already cap their outside income. Why not all of them? New York State should dramatically restrict outside income for lawmakers and enact strong disclosure and conflict of interest rules for allowed income and for income earned by lawmakers' family members.